USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He says it's still about getting vaccinated and boosted as well, but Dr. Anthony Fauci says antiviral pills may now be playing a key role in corralling the COVID-19 spread in America. Appearing on ABC this week, the White House chief medical advisor said when used with other preventative measures, antiviral pills could be what keeps people out of hospitals with serious infections. Although he noted production needs to meet demand in order to get the product into the mouths of those who need it. He also says that keeping yourself tested is going to be vital.
It's going to be very important that we get a greater capability of testing, particularly when the demand for testing is so high, where the combination of the Omicron variant itself, as well as the holiday season, where people want to get that extra level of assuredness.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and disease with no painful exercises and no restrictive fat diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and I gained 10 pounds of muscle. And I've never gained the fat or weight back. I look and feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 years younger. Don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. And right now, John and Chelsea are giving my fans a special Christmas gift. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation free. Sign up by Christmas and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount for you and your spouse is free. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com or call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
Trying to get voting rights legislation over the goal line appears to be where Vice President Kamala Harris will be hanging her hat in 2022. She spoke on CBS's Face the Nation, doubling down on the importance of passing what's called the John Lewis Voting Rights Act and the Freedom to Vote Act. She says, quote, the stakes are too high to leave these issues unaddressed. She's also expressing exasperation that half of the Senate, as in Republicans, are refusing to debate the legislation. For now, the situation remains at a standstill, even with the VP's tie-breaking vote. A 70-mile stretch of interstate is closed in California because of severe winter weather. The Department of Transportation says I-80 from Colfax to the Nevada state line closed because of zero visibility. The White House is today announcing it's wishing Americans who celebrate Kwanzaa a very happy one. And this is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
The holiday period has brought a deadly shark attack out west. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Police in California say a surfer has died after he was attacked by a great white shark. The body of a male surfer was found in the water off Morro Bay State Park, which is about 225 miles north of Los Angeles. The death is under investigation. Beachgoers were told to stay out of the water for 24 hours following the attack. This is the first fatal shark attack in San Luis Obispo County in 18 years.
Saturday was like Christmas in July for some cities in the central U.S. Dallas, Texas, setting a Christmas Day record with a high temperature of 81 degrees on Saturday. Waco also had a record high 81. Further north, Cincy recorded its warmest Christmas Day ever, hitting 67 degrees. The Powerball jackpot's getting bigger. Lottery officials say no one picked all six numbers in the last drawing, so that means Monday's jackpot will be worth $416 million. Saturday's numbers were, for the record, 27, 29, 45, 55, 58. Powerball number was 2. Tickets matching 5 numbers but missing the Powerball number were sold in California, South Carolina, and Tennessee. Those tickets are worth $1 million bucks each. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.